As a successful business owner, there's a good chance you're paying too much in taxes. What are you going to do? Do what thousands of business owners have done in the past decade and call Tax Law Solutions. Tax Law Solutions have helped thousands of business owners permanently reduce their personal income tax liability by as much as 30 to 40%. For your complimentary tax savings analysis, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. Hey, welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and this is the Tax Planning Hour. Joining me in studio, the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions, we have Dave Runge and Richard Kolumbic. Dave, by the way, is an Oxford PhD. He's a former CEO of a number of companies, a former Deloitte consulting partner, and I could go on and on and on, and I can do the same for Richard Kolumbic. Richard, you're a CPA. You're a tax lawyer. You're one of the top tax lawyers as listed by the National Law Journal. You're former chairman of the State Bar's Federal Tax Committee. You're also an author. You got a new book on taxation coming out soon. I can't wait to talk a little bit about that today. Also featured speaker by CPA societies, bar associations, and other professional groups. Again, I could keep going here, guys, but I think maybe we should just get things started, huh?
Sounds good to me, Steve. Thanks for the intros.
Absolutely. So you guys have created some strategies to help closely held businesses save thousands of dollars on federal income taxes. So, I mean, Dave, why don't we start with you at this point and just give us a 20,000 foot view of what you do at Tax Law Solutions and how that can help a closely held business.
Be my pleasure, Steve. Closely held businesses are an underserved part of the tax planning market. These are people who have pursued the American dream. They've founded their own business and are now imprisoned by their own business because they're the ones working 24 hours a day to look after their business and their employees. They seldom have time, it seems, to do any tax planning, and they haven't yet surrounded themselves with the resources that larger companies have on their payroll. Tax lawyers are more sophisticated, more diverse tax accounting professionals.
Sure.
And so they're in this domain where they may have outgrown their current tax planner, who was fine when they had a smaller business, but don't have access to the resources of a Fortune 100 class company. In that niche are hardworking, closely held business owners who have time for everything, it seems, except their own tax planning and to look after themselves and their family. They're too busy looking after everyone else. We park right in that niche with strategies that are designed to serve that particular segment of the tax planning market.
And with that comes Richard Kolumbic. Richard, you, a CPA, tax law attorney, and a guy who loves to dig into tax code and interpret things in ways that perhaps haven't been thought of before, and that can be beneficial to those closely held businesses.
You're absolutely right, Steve, and it's not only beneficial. The other thing that we do is we mine the tax code for the nuggets. Something obscure that maybe a publicly held company is doing that maybe has been reported once years ago and never gained a lot of traction, but it's been approved by the IRS. It's reported on SEC disclosures, but yet the general tax community isn't aware of it because it's a specialized type transaction. And we try to mine those nuggets so that when our clients approach those, whether it's selling the business, whether it's keeping your taxes currently at a lower rate to accumulate and provide more wealth for your family or to grow your business, that's what we do every day, all day.
And you get a great deal of enjoyment out of doing that, don't you?
Oh, it's absolutely fascinating. Something I truly enjoy. And I've been so fortunate to be able to wake up every day and take a look at what are the new tax briefs, what came out today, what got published, what got changed, any new cases, and going through all the services that we subscribe to and having our people go through them to mine for these nuggets. It's just so much fun.
I love when you say you're mining the tax code. I mean, that, you know, that takes me back to the early days of Bitcoin, that people used to mine the Bitcoins and find them. But that's what you're doing. You're uncovering really nuggets of gold in there that are beneficial to a closely held business. And we're not talking about any specific kind of business. You guys deal with all kinds of businesses.
If it's closely held and profitable, yes, we do.
678 Tax Help. Folks, if you want to get a head start, if you want to get in, we're offering a no-cost obligation consultation today, 678 Tax Help, and it's going to be somebody right here in the Dallas market that you're talking to, that you're going to visit with, and so that's very good. And we were talking before the show, I mean, it's, you know, we're counting down the days until the end of the year here, and so it really does become important to, if you're going to do this, and the year end is a great time to do it, right?
Yeah, that's the only time that it can help for this year. Many people find that human nature comes into play, meaning you put things off as long as you can. Well, you can't put off tax planning past December 31st of the current year because the year is over.
Right.
So we get extremely busy this time of year when human nature takes effect and people kind of come out of the woodwork and say, Dave, we really need your help. Dave and Richard, what can you do to help us before the year's over?
Sure.
It's important that a plan be in place before the end of the year if it's to have any effect this year.
So as we go through that process and so someone makes the initial call, what happens then and how quickly does that process begin to take shape?
Well, the first thing that happens is we do a no cost, no obligation second opinion to help assist our clients in determining whether they're doing everything they can to reduce their taxes. We've not yet found a client who is doing everything they can to reduce their taxes. So we always find some opportunities. The longest step in that entire process is the client calling us and getting their tax information to us so we can do this complimentary analysis.
Sure.
Once we receive the information, we can have our analysis done and be conferring with the client regarding the results of that analysis within a week.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's very quick. Now, and again, that's right here in Dallas. I mean, people don't have to go anywhere, travel across the country. It can be done right here.
That's why we're focusing on the Dallas market, Steve. It's a market where there's a lot of successful business owners. Apparently, a lot of people, based on the response we've got to this show, who feel they're paying too much in taxes, a lot of people who we can help.
Well, and again, we did get a question from a listener wondering, how do you determine the specific tax savings you believe I can achieve? And again, you've got strategies in place that do that, but maybe you can expand on that a little.
Well, be glad to, Steve. The fact is, we have so much research and so many different types of structures available that with the analysis process, we not only go through the business and personal tax returns, but also what the goals and desires of the client are within their cash flow needs to try to determine where they want to head. We then customize our recommendations to help them achieve those goals.
I'm guessing the expression on the faces of folks that you deal with have got to be priceless. When you show them what you can do for them, when you show them how much money they can save, and not just this year, but year after year, as long as they have their business, that's got to be amazing.
Well, that's the most fun part of the job for me. I often am the one that has the pleasure of first contacting clients, and they first have to overcome their disbelief that there is more that can be done. There's a lot more that can be done, and that's the purpose of this second opinion that we offer at no cost or no obligation. Then Richard gets the secondary pleasure, which he experiences frequently, of the reaction when clients understand how much they can be saving. And Richard, I'll let you describe how that feels.
It's a great feeling, and looking at the fascination in someone's face after you've gone through the project to show them step by step what can be done to help them and how it'll work and how it affects their bottom line, and to have people sit there and stare in utter disbelief and then go, boy, I wish I would have met you 5 years before today, but I'm sure glad I met you.
Right.
It's just fantastic.
Here's the thing. We need to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk. We're going to have Dave. He's got a case study for us today. And we're going to continue to talk about tax law solutions and what you guys do and how it is impacting businesses everywhere. So let's do that. We'll take a quick break and we'll take some phone calls right now. So for the next 10 callers who call in right now, we're going to offer a complimentary tax savings analysis. Dave was just talking about that. And when it's over, you could wind up saving 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. Now, we're giving this review to you with no cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. Well, knowledge is power, and this analysis will help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So really, what have you got to lose? The results of this analysis will help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes. If that's appealing to you, give us a call right now. 678-TAX-HELP is the number. The next 10 callers right now is going to receive that comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're giving away, complimentary, no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. Isn't that what you want to do? The analysis is invaluable. You could save hundreds of thousands of dollars for as long as you own your business. Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. If you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to get that complimentary tax savings analysis. Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. If you're a closely held business, chances are you're paying too much in federal income tax. Help is on the way. Coming up in the Tax Planning Hour are the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions. We're going to discuss ways you could save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in federal income taxes, and that leaves more money for you and your business. It's all legal, legit, and it's a phone call away. You can get started right now, 678-TAX-HELP. As a successful business owner, there's a good chance you're paying too much in taxes. What are you going to do? Do what thousands of business owners have done in the past decade and call Tax Law Solutions. Tax Law Solutions have helped thousands of business owners permanently reduce their personal income tax liability by as much as 30 to 40%. For your complimentary tax savings analysis, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. And we are back on the Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And, of course, joining me are the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions, Dave Runge and Richard Kolumbic. Dave, you're on the business side. Richard, you are on the tax code side. You're the tax geek. I like to call you that because I so admire that you can do that and get excited about it.
Well, everybody's got something they like doing and something I love doing.
Absolutely.
I love working in the tax code.
So now, Richard, when you start looking at this, and aren't the tax laws changing almost daily? Aren't there different, you know, laws being passed and interpretations made?
Well, that's the fun of it, Steve. They are changed daily. In fact, almost every tax practitioner, if a client talks to them, we'll tell them, well, yes, we get, you know, daily updates or weekly updates or monthly updates or quarterly updates. We get multiple daily updates from miscellaneous and varied professional sources of very well repute that are reviewed by multiple tax lawyers on our staff so that we can determine, is there something that happened that can apply that we can research and apply to our clients, and how do we modify it to make it work? And in fact, it's amazing because right now we're getting into the last 2 months of the year. Everyone's worked so hard to try to make their business profitable, but yet, how much time have they taken to look ahead and go, the year isn't over yet. How can I save taxes this year? Because after the year's over, it's over, and you got to save money now. You got to restructure now. They've got to get a second opinion from Tax Law Solutions now if they want to get savings this year.
678-TAX-HELP. That's the number that you can start to get those, put those changes in motion. It is just a phone call away. You get that complimentary tax analysis, and you could be on your way. It's just that simple, right?
It is. All they've got to do is put in a call, local Dallas folks from our office available to meet with them, and they can get started without cost or obligation with one of the first 10 people and see, hey, what can we do to help you and help you now?
So now, Dave, I mean, a question that we get, or that I think that you probably get, is, you know, so you come up with a number of different strategies that can be, that'll help folks save money in their taxes. And what if I say, well, look, I only like 1, 3, and 5. I don't like the other two. Is that something that you hear, and is that legitimate?
Yeah, we hear it rarely. Usually when someone's given a tasty menu with 10 things that all taste good, they say, I'll have one of each, because that's how we work.
Yes.
All they have to do is say, I want one of each. But there are occasions where there's a normal progression, and maybe 1, 3, and 5 are the right things to start with, to put in place to create the momentum and the structure that then allows the others to occur. There are, finally, the third case of clients who say, well, I really only like 1, 3, and 5, and I don't yet quite understand the others, so they'll come around. So we go with 1, 3, and 5. And all that means is it just takes them a little bit longer to realize the significant tax savings that were committed to them when they signed up to become a client of ours.
Well, okay, that brings to this then. So we sign up, it's my working with you. I'm going to say, we've got these things that we're going to implement. How long do you stick with a client? In other words, how long do you work with a client to make sure that they really are maximizing what it is that you can do for them?
A very long time. It's up to the client. All of our projects include a one-year service agreement where we stay with the client. We make sure we convey to them a full understanding of new tax planning solutions that they may spend an hour to a month needing to deal with at most. We then later in the year look back on how well we did relative to the plan that the client implemented. Mm-hmm. And we ask ourselves, did we miss something? Did the tax laws change? Is the client in a different position now than they were a year prior? Are there additional savings that can be realized? Has something else changed that we need to address? And inclusive in the fees that were originally paid are additional strategies that are implemented to address those additional needs that have arisen. So when a client buys a project from us, they not only get optimized the first year, they stay optimized.
And so when I like that concept, that makes sense. And Dave, we were talking before, one of the things I like to hear about every week are the case studies. And you said you have one for us this week, and I'd love to hear about that.
I do. It's fun to tell stories about clients who I met and they were perplexed about their tax planning. And then Richard met and he got to see that smile that I always long to see also from satisfied clients. Let's start with the thoughts on this client's mind initially. He was paying about $5,000 a week in taxes.
Holy cow.
And he was a little unsure about how quickly he should move forward. He had a bunch of questions. We did our best to answer them. And ultimately, it came down to a decision. How long do you want to keep spending $5,000 a week on taxes that you don't need to spend?
Right.
Because you can't get that money back. You're a prisoner of your current tax plan and structure until that plan changes. So we got him past those concerns, and he realized that, what have I got to lose? I'm going to write a check to somebody. I'm either going to write a check to TLS one time to resolve these issues, or I'm going to keep writing checks larger than I need to the IRS. That was late in the year that we met this client. Late in the year, so he was running out of runway, and he decided that if I'm going to save tax this year, I better finally make a decision. Because, Steve, most clients are kind of lulled into complacency. They just see deductions every week from their paycheck, not realizing that they are losing money every week. If you had to write a check every week for $5,000 every Friday, you'd notice that.
Oh, boy,
and you'd take action faster.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, our tax system is designed to kind of put people to sleep and have them not notice the taxes that they continue to pay.
Right. And so in this case, what happened?
So he had three businesses, a corporation, two partnerships. None of those businesses provided any tax defense to him. They were just structured in a manner to set assets aside in certain places to protect those assets, but no tax planning. He had $2.1 million in revenues, a consulting practice, $800,000 in salary, paid $260,000 in taxes.
Wow.
I'll fast forward. Other circumstances that we had to address, we found ways to save him $135,000 a year in taxes, which is what he's saving as a result of our plan. Other circumstances we had to address were he was approaching retirement and he had someone in mind who he wanted to pass his business on to. So as part of our plan to not only save him $135,000 a year in taxes, we designed a way to, well, Richard designed a way to allow him to tax efficiently pass his business through to his son and daughter-in-law. They were able to buy into the business and buy into it tax efficiently, and the seller was able to receive the proceeds tax efficiently. Now, how many of our listeners does that sound like? People who are middle-aged, later middle-aged, looking to decide, what am I going to do with this business? What sort of planning do I need in place as I approach the thought of not working this hard anymore?
Right. Well, and again, yeah, I'm guessing there's a lot of folks out there in that kind of situation. And boy, when you can say that you saved them $135,000 a year, that's, I mean, that's, what can I say other than that's real money?
It was. And he had enough time left, so he started setting aside $150,000 a year in very tax-efficient retirement methods that he hadn't heard about until he met us. So he had about 5 years of work. He put aside almost $1 million that he was previously spending on taxes. But that $1 million was sitting in a retirement plan waiting for him and his family's use when he finally did retire. He now has retired. He has passed tax efficiently his business to his son, and both of them are now very satisfied clients of Tax Law Solutions.
Yeah, wow, what a great thing. Right, and so, Richard, and we've talked about this before, but most businesses, you know, they put a lot of trust in their CPA and their tax lawyer, and, you know, they put a lot of, you know, trust and belief in them, and then that owner comes to you and you say, hey, I can save a lot of money, but that's not a put down to any other tax lawyer or CPA. It's just that you guys, this is what you do.
Right. The fact is we work with almost every single one of our clients' professionals, and every client that came to us already had a CPA. They already had an attorney, and we're not looking necessarily to replace them. We're looking to add value to them. Because it's always said that we're doing everything we can, and we know the truth is you're doing everything your professional knows, and no professional knows everything. I'd love to say I do. I don't. I know a lot about a very small section of the tax code, that being profitably closely held businesses, and we can add value to a client and to their tax advisor and professionals because of our focus and expertise in this very narrow market segment of profitable, closely held businesses.
Well, you know, again, Tax Law Solutions, and this is the Tax Planning Hour. And again, if we've piqued your interest, I would say go ahead, give us a call right away. 678-TAX-HELP is the number that'll get you started. That's the one that'll get you that complimentary and no obligation tax analysis. And guys, I tell you what, we've got to take another quick break. We will be right back. But I want to take this opportunity now to remind folks that the next 10 folks who give us a call, we're going to offer that complimentary tax savings analysis that could save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. Now, we're giving this review to you with no cost or obligation if you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. Knowledge is power. This analysis is going to help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. Now, the results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes. Time is of the essence at this point. As we wind down the year, there's still time that you can go ahead and get a tax strategy implemented. So for the next 10 business-owning callers, this is a comprehensive tax planning analysis. We're giving it away, complimentary, no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. Now, this analysis is invaluable. It could save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for as long as you own your business. We just heard Dave talk about the family business that went to the son. And again, both parties are saving money on taxes. It's a great opportunity, folks. Go ahead and give us a call. What have you got to lose? 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to receive that complimentary tax savings analysis. Please give us a call right now. 678-TAX-HELP. No time like the present. 678-829-4278. 678-4357. Again, 678-TAX-HELP. Richard, Dave, I mean, again, we cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time, and I feel like I learn a lot every time.
I'm glad, Steve. I hope our listeners do, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to be back again next week. We're going to have lots more information. And in the meantime, feel free to give us a call. 678-TAX-HELP is the number. Thanks, David. Thanks, Richard. And we'll talk next week.
In the Tax Planning Hour is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific income tax issues, nor a substitute for formal tax opinion, nor can it be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties that may be imposed with regard to the tax consequences arising from any transactions or matters discussed within this program.